and sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? For my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the
still lies before me, and the wind is blowing strong. When the witnesses around me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and He gives my spirit wings. God gives wings as He goes. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as He goes. When my feet begin to stumble, and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. us run the race with patience. Let us lay each weight aside. Looking only unto Jesus, He will be our faithful guide. He has run the race before us. He has won the victor's crown. And He calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground. God gives wings as He goes. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as He goes. When my feet begin to stumble, and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagles. I mount up on eagles' wings. I mount up on eagles' wings.
Love so loud. Battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's Him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right. Here we are, Friday, and we're going to talk about some interesting things here today. And I'm in a mood to talk about some of these things. I'm in a mood, period, to be honest with you. But anyway, that doesn't really matter, because I just have to deal with it. But and there are a lot of things going on right now in the world today. I really do think that Afghanistan, for a lot of reasons, is a big distraction. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that I have less compassion for the poor people that are being used as fodder and being used as kindling to stoke the flames and the fire of a bunch of devilish, devil-possessed, wicked Babylonian dictators and rulers that are led by Satan, that are infused by absolute devils and legions of them at a time. And they use these poor people as pawns in their game. So that is what's going on right now. People neglect to talk about the fact that Trump is the one that actually called for the pullout of those troops. Now, do I think Trump would have done it differently? Yeah, but I think Trump knew he wasn't going to be in there. That's my thought anyway. That's my idea. I think that all of these guys work together. I think they're all on the same team. And if you think they're that much different, then then you're probably deceived for the most part, because each man plays on the next man and they all play games. They all know exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, and it's mostly, most of it is planned out. Most of it is planned out. And, you know, I'm going to show you some things today about Afghanistan. We're going to talk about the rise of Crypto Babylon and really Satan's kingdom rising. And, you know, that word crypto is an interesting word. We're going to look at that a little bit. And we'll look at, we'll call it Freaky Friday here, and really get into all these topics of New World Order topics and Carl's favorite conspiracy theories and Peter the Werewolf's famous conspiracy theories, the AKA the No-Eyed Brothers, and we'll get into some of those because I happen to believe some of them are actually true. Except their weird ones that they make up from their lab that they mix up. Anyway, but we are going to talk about that. Time to put your tinfoil hat on and talk about some of these things, because there are some things that we need to understand. Now, my favorite theme in this in conspiracy theories and that sort of thing is basically they're, you know, you could just sum it up like this. They're all in on it. I'll repeat it again. Basically, you could sum it up as they're all in on it. They're just all in on it. I believe that the politicians on both sides of the aisle, they're all in it together. They all have a spiritual kingdom, that spiritual Babylon, and that kingdom that is rising up before our eyes. And there is a spiritual part of that kingdom. There is a financial part of that kingdom. And they're all in on it. They all play their part. And I think you can see it very clearly with Afghanistan. Come on, man. They knew you're going to pull out of a country. There's going to be chaos. They did it in the most chaotic way possible. Are you telling me those generals, the Pentagon, Biden, all of these people didn't know that if they pulled the plug on this thing the way that they pulled the plug on it, that it wasn't going to cause utter chaos? They did it on purpose to cause chaos. Say, why do you believe that? Well, because I watched them back in the 90s, in 2001, after Saddam Hussein didn't do anything to America. And we went over there. We took over that country in a week. We locked down its borders. We controlled every aspect of that country in like 2 or 3 days. So you're telling me that we had to do this like this in Afghanistan? No, we're kingmaking again. We're nation building and king making. 1 minute the Taliban's our friends, the next minute they're our enemies. Then they're our friends, and then they're our enemies. Then the Taliban helps us fight Al-Qaeda, and then they put on the good guy. What is that like? That's like Hulk Hogan and the New World Order. That's what it's like. Remember that when the Hulkster came out? And he came out, some of you don't know that, and that's good because you shouldn't. But I, unfortunately, watched a lot of wrestling when I was a kid. And they turned babyface, then they turned bad. They turned good, then they turned bad. Oh, come on. Pastor Cooley, you really don't believe that stuff, do you? Yes, I do. Here's a perfect example of that. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go. What is this? Taliban commander who helped seize the Afghan presidential palace spent nearly 6 years at Guantanamo, where he told a guard, "We'll get you on the outside, my little pretties." Okay. Not to mention they look like costume characters. I'm sorry, but when I look at these guys, they look like... All right, I'm going to show you what they look like. Let me show you what they look like. Trying to find one with clothes on. Hang on. Give me a second here. Hard to find anybody with clothes on, even back then. Okay, let me see. I bet you I got another way to do it. Hold on. Okay, so who thinks that they look like this guy? Let's see here. Hey, that's the Iron Sheik from wrestling. Yeah, that's who I think they look like too. Anyway, that's who I think. And why do I think they look like that? Because I think they're all actors playing a game. I think they probably have brand new Nikes and Reeboks on. And look at their guns. They're just sitting there. And here's this guy. Okay, so Pastor, what do you think about that? Well, I think the CIA and I think the United States government trained this guy for 6 years to do this right here. Why do I think that? Why do I think that the only Muslims that make things go boom, boom are ones that hang around the CIA, that hang around the U.S. military? Why do I think they're the only ones that make things go boom boom? Because they are, that's why. See? Where'd that guy come from? Oh, he was at Guantanamo, and then we let him go, and then, you know, he just kind of made it over to the... He became a huge leader in the Taliban, and had money and nice Nikes and everything else like that. And then we just gave him a bunch of... And then we gave him a bunch of equipment. We lost billions of dollars of equipment. We lost it. Let's see. So what'd we leave there? Oh, we left all this stuff there. Oh, what'd we do that for? I know why. Ooh, I know why. Ooh, I know. I'll answer it. I know why. I know why we left that there. Who else knows why we left that there? I do. I'll show you why we left that there. You ready? Okay, let's see here. Wait, no way. What? Now, what I'm about to show you is not highly classified. It's from an internet search for like 3 seconds that Pastor Cooley did while he's talking to you right now. Are you ready? Who's ready? Woo! Who's ready? You ready? Here we go. Well, watch this. Now, this can't possibly be true. They wouldn't leave all that military equipment there for the reason I'm about to show you. Is it? Somebody send me free coffee and cookies. But they got to be keto right now. But next week, I'm going to go to the fair and I'm going to eat some food. All right, anyway, are you ready? Here it is, kids. Here we go. As of 2021, Afghanistan's harvest produces more than 90% of illicit heroin globally and more than 95% of the European supply. What? What? Wait a minute. You mean while the virtuous United States troops are over there in Afghanistan? Are you trying to tell me that 90% of heroin was leaving the country? I'm telling you, we were selling it. That's what we were doing. We were selling it. That's what we were doing. And what are we doing now that we left? We're still selling it. Because what'd we do? Well, we trained these dudes over in Guantanamo. We got them drug running for us. We sent them back there. We let them take over. And we don't have to stay there. And now we're selling heroin all over the world. Still. And we left the Taliban with billions of dollars worth of equipment to protect the fields of heroin. No. We wouldn't do that. Well, I mean, I just figured that out in like 5 seconds. 90% of illicit heroin globally. Look. Who could not look at this and be like, okay, the country has been the world's leading illicit drug producer since 2001. Wait. Now, didn't we invade Afghanistan? Didn't we invade Afghanistan? Didn't we do that? Well, that timing seems a little suspicious, doesn't it? Who does that? You would think with the war on drugs that the U.S. has, well, we wouldn't be letting any of that happen. I mean, surely we would know. And we would stop. 90% of the world's heroin, we would stop that from going out. Because, I mean, we really do believe in the war on drugs. I mean, we wouldn't actually let that heroin get to the streets of America and then arrest people, and then make money off the prison system, and then make money off the medical side of it, and then make money off the counseling side of it, and then make money off this side of it, and that side of it, and all those other sides. I mean, surely we, I mean, you would think that we could, I mean, you would think that we would stop 90% of the drugs. I mean, we wouldn't have U.S. troops guarding poppy fields, would we? I mean, look at my viewership going down. Am I upsetting somebody, or are they just messing with my numbers? I don't know. I don't know, but here it is. See, the U.S. ain't going to dump $1 billion worth of equipment and just leave it there. Well, Robert Lorne, I'm sorry. I'm glad the content is good, but the drama and the volume is too much. Did you smell some manhood and did it frighten you away, Snowflake? I'm sorry, Princess. You ought to go to another castle because you can't handle it. This is me and this is who I am. And if you don't like it, you can go to another castle. Totally fine with it. Totally fine with you being afraid of manhood. Totally fine with you being afraid of somebody being excited. And hey, it's Friday and I feel like having fun. And I really don't care if you like it. I really don't. Anyway, so back to what we were talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by an effeminate snowflake that can't handle real man speaking. I'm talking about the United States funneling heroin through the known world, and you're stinking crying about the way that I'm saying it. You're not crying about the fact that they're running the United States is running 90% of the heroin in the world. That doesn't bother you at all, though, but my volume bothers you. Really? I mean, really? Really, that's what bothers you? Really? That bothers you? Whew. Wow. No wonder why the United States government is running 90% of the heroin in the world. I mean, no wonder why they are. Because this, the way I'm speaking, hurts your little bitty ears. I mean, do you get how weird that is? Do you get how bad that, how you don't want a man to be passionate? You don't want a man to be like forthright and to speak? Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Come in here monotone and talk like a robot? I'm not like, you don't just like push a button on me and I'm not like some internet dispenser where I talk like some robot in a monotone tone all the time. Like, I'm not Ben Stein. Wow. Anyway, unbelievable. But it takes all kinds. So you could see how, this played out. I mean, you didn't think we were gonna lose like our drug connection, right? You didn't think we were gonna lose 90% of the heroin. You didn't think you were going to lose like 90% of the heroin of the world, right? The U.S. government? I mean, on another note, if you're really going to wimp out of this broadcast because I'm too loud and you're a man, you really shouldn't share that with anybody. Like, you should just like walk away with your tail between your legs and not say anything. Because that right there is embarrassing to manhood. I'm sorry. But that's embarrassing to manhood. By the way, those same guys will listen to somebody scream and holler at a football game or a baseball game or any other kind of game that they go to. They'll listen to somebody scream and yell right there, but they can't handle it like this. That's how it works. That's how it is. Anyway, so you have all this money going to the black market. I mean, you know, we believe in a war on drugs, so we wouldn't be a part of that. Well, how do you explain 90% of the world's heroin leaving Afghanistan while you had the country taken over? Isn't it weird that nobody talks about that? Fox News doesn't talk about that? Drudge didn't really talk about that. CNN didn't talk about that. Right? Check it out, though. Check out what the Wall Street Journal says. Taliban is denied aid tagged for Afghanistan, but taps billion-dollar drug trade. Do you realize that they're not losing anything? And do you realize that all they did was just change their drug operations, so now the U.S. doesn't have to oversee it directly. they can use somebody else. By the way, that's classic drug dealing. You just have somebody else do it for you. And then all that information would be CIA and classified information. So probably, besides the Senate and the Congress members that are in on it, most of them would never know. You see, we're running that 90. We were over there running 90% of the heroin to the world. And you guys think the war on drugs is real? And you wonder why billions of dollars of equipment was left over there? Man, we made so much money in drugs, we don't care about that. Now, that money's on the black market and it goes somewhere else. But the people that needed it, they made it. See, how do you know that? Because I'm not stupid. And when I was a lost guy, I dealt drugs. And I know how much money's in drugs. And I'm not dumb. That no cop or anybody else sits on that amount of drugs like that and just says like, oh, I didn't see nothing. Unless they're getting paid for it. That's how it works. So, back to the original phrase that I said. They're all in on it. Let's see. Let's see. Hey, look at this. Hey, everybody, look at this. Well, what are opioids? What are they? Opioids are a class of drug naturally found in opium poppy plants that work in the brain to produce a variety of effects, including a relief of pain with many of these drugs. Opioids can be prescription medications often referred to as painkillers. Or they can be so-called street drugs such as heroin. Oh! You mean like pharmaceutical companies would be in on some of this too, probably? Oh. Why do you think like Fox News and those other ones don't let anybody talk about opioids and all that stuff? Like they don't really talk about any of that problem. Why? Because we're never trying to really defeat any war on drugs. It's about money. And if they really wanted to stop the opioids problem or whatever the case may be, if they really wanted to stop it, then what would they do? Well, they would stop it right there. They would have stopped it in Afghanistan when they were there. Are you telling me that they couldn't stop those drugs leaving the country? I mean, are you telling me they couldn't stop those drugs from leaving the country? Look at this. More land is used for opium in Afghanistan than is used for coca cultivation in Latin America. Wow. What a lie. Does anybody believe that they bombed those? Does anybody believe that they got rid of that heroin? Does anybody really believe that? Nah. So, anyway. There you go. My thoughts on Afghanistan is we're paying the Taliban to run our drugs for us. That's pretty much. And gave them all the equipment they needed to do it. And we don't care if they murder, rape, and kill those women. Right? Because you're telling me that the United States government, the military, could not stop those drugs from leaving that country and killing people. Well, of course they could. How do you know that? Well, let me just say I know people. I know of people, I'll put it that way. I know of people that got raided for drugs very easily. And it's not a problem. For the feds, for the military, for anybody else. To stop that if they want to. So, in other words, you could understand, seemingly that's my idea. Could I be wrong? Maybe. But I'm going to tell you what. You got to be dumber than a box of rocks not to see this. If they wanted to stop the opioid problem, if they wanted to stop the heroin problem, if they wanted to stop it, it wouldn't be hard to do. But when you're running it and you're making billions of dollars on it, I mean, you think the $8 billion that they spent, $8 billion over 15 years, how much do you think they made in drugs? How much do you think they made in drugs? Well, how much do you think heroin sells for? Yep. Anyway, so that's the world we live in. You never hear them talk about it. When do they ever talk about the poppy seed fields? When do they ever, the poppy fields? When do they ever talk about the heroin issue from Afghanistan? When do they ever really do it? Look at this article. Profits in poppy. Afghanistan's illegal drug trade. A boon for the Taliban. They have all the money they need to run that drug trade. And that's exactly why they wanted the Taliban to do it. That's why they wanted the Taliban to take over. They wanted them to run the drugs for them. Get it? They wanted them to. They wanted them to. If the U.S. did not want the Taliban to take over in Afghanistan, they wouldn't have. I assure you, they wouldn't have. They can hear a bat poop in the woods 20 miles away. They can literally shoot the nose hairs out. They can shoot the nose hairs out of something. This is why I'm telling you, we don't have any idea what the U.S. military and all of these people are really doing. Like, you don't know what those higher-ups and what they're doing. You have no idea. Okay, so that's Afghanistan. So my thoughts are the new drug dealers to run the show moved in. They trained them for 8 years. Now they know how to run the drug trade. They know how to do everything, or how many ever years they trained them. 20 years, however long it was. You know, 15 years. They got the right group in there. I mean, like these dangerous terrorists. Like when Biden left, like, okay, when Obama left office and he traded for this guy that's running the show, right? The other Taliban dude that's running the show. When he traded for that guy, like that was an accident. And then you guys sent them over there. And then like that guy, like you all, I mean, you know, nobody believes that, right? So then, I mean, you would almost believe, like, you would almost believe that this was done on purpose. Well, yeah. Well, of course it was. Well, they didn't do it by, like, I'm telling you, it plays into it. Listen. Everybody thinks Biden is like this incompetent, senile, crazy old man that can't think. He's not. He knows exactly what he is doing. He was the Jesuit handler to Obama to make sure Obama did what he was told. Obama was CIA trained. As a child, his mom was a CIA slut. Obama was trained for it. Biden? He was a handler. So he plays the part of a bumbling old fool, old pervert that sniffs people's hair and grabs little girls. That part he's not playing. He really is that pervert. Right? By the way, while they make a fool out of all these people that are like, put down the white man, and then they put a white man in office. I mean, it's the funniest thing ever. People are so stupid. It's so dumb. It's so ignorant. It's just stupid. And they got all the Black Lives Matter people and all those other people to vote for the old white dude that's running the Pope's drugs for him all over the world and paying for everything. And who's a picturesque of the, shall we say, the unlawful deeds of the wicked. Okay, so, but again, this is all part of Crypto Babylon, I believe. I believe it's all the same. This is the kingdom that is rising. This is that kingdom that's rising. What am I talking about? Well, this kingdom has many fronts to it. Let me go to this front here first, or not first, but next. Anyway, let's get into the scriptures first. Let's, well, Let's get into the scriptures because we didn't quite get there right away. Okay, let's look at this. Okay. Revelation 17:5. And the woman was, let's back up here. Oh, yeah. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. The great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit of the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. That's it right there. Abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Mystery. What is that mystery? Something hidden. Like crypto. See, the new Babylon, or Babylon Rising, is going to integrate the virtual Babylon with one day the physical. See, I believe there's a virtual Babylon, a crypto one. Crypto, right? Just like we're going to talk about a cryptocurrency, right? But it's a mystery. It's a secret. You never really know what their true agenda is unless you have eyes to see it from the Spirit of God. I will show thee the mystery. I will show thee the mystery. See, God is the one that reveals mysteries. God is the one that reveals to us the truth of what. You know, this is one of the reasons why I believe the Lord allows me to see between that right-left paradigm. Where I can look at these men and I can see that they're all on the same team. Because if you take a step back and you don't believe the narrative and you look at what's going on, you look at it and you're like, huh. Well, what they're telling me isn't exactly what's happening. What they're telling me isn't what's happening. Well, of course it isn't. Why? Because of her ways. Her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. So Satan and his kingdom, that mystery Babylon, it's a movable kingdom, and things are shifting around and happening before you know it. And what they're doing in front of you is not really what's going on. Why? Because they're liars. Her ways, like the strange woman, right? For the lips of a strange woman. Who is that strange woman? That's that harlot. Right? So what they're showing you in front of that, in front of you, is not really most of the time what's happening. And I hate that because people are like, you know, I hate to talk about that because people a lot of times are like, oh, well, then everything's secret and blah, blah, blah. And this, well, no, but it's just these people, you ought to vet them and see what they actually believe, what they actually hold to, what they actually follow, what they actually chase the money. Because crypto Babylon is all about the money. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. They gotten rich. So what they're doing is a secret. Many times those that are in charge, they don't tell you what's really going on. How like the Republicans were for masks when all this stuff was going on, and then they're against masks. I mean, the only one that was consistent probably was Rand Paul for the most part. But most of them were like that. So you have this, whatever they're doing, just like this Capitol riot thing and all this other stuff. What is it? It's just Crypto Babylon doing what they do. That's all it is. By the way, they purposely, and I mean they as the New World Order, they as in Trump, they as in Biden, they had to shut Trump up because everybody liked his character and wanted to follow him. So they would never follow Biden if they heard Trump. So they had to orchestrate it the way they did. And yes, Trump was in on it, I believe, wholeheartedly. You're telling me a billionaire, a guy with that much money and that much clout, can't find a way to get heard? I'm not buying it for a second. He did it on purpose because he was paid very handsomely to do what he did. Just like to lead all these people off the cliff like he did, which I told you him and Alex Jones were going to do. People just got trumped. And they're not only fell for it once, but there's a good chance they're going to fall for it again. There's a good chance that he'll come back again. There's a good chance. He's like Frosty the Snowman. There is a good chance that he will come back again. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, he took Regeneron. Transform and roll out. Regeneron. I mean, he was the pro-vax. He's the guy that brought you the vaccine. He's the guy that brought you. He's the guy that brought you the vaccine. How come everybody forgot about that? Like, he popularized it and he told everybody to take it. I don't know. Everybody always forgets that. I don't know. He gets a pass for it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it how everybody misses that. Like, it's not, like, it didn't really happen. Whatever. Anyway, So the point is, you never know what they're actually doing, because what they're doing in front of you is not really what's going on. Right? Because the God of this world is running it. Right? So, Ezekiel chapter 8. Let's turn there. I don't have a lot of notes on this or anything. I'm just winging it today. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by the lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me to the visions of God to Jerusalem and to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where the seat of the image of jealousy, where was the seat of the image of jealousy which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north. So anyway, God is there, and he's showing him some things. And he brought me at the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said to me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients do, ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, even every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. So, basically, he shows them exactly what they're doing. And he says, what you're seeing that they do every day is not really who they are. Right? Why? Because they're Mystery Babylon. That's who they are. That's who they are. By the way, Mystery Babylon is just, I believe much of the spiritual of Babylon is a mixture of Kabbalistic teachings. And number one, the Jesuit New World Order. I absolutely believe it is. Because when you study church history, you can find no other entity that had so much power as the Roman Catholic hierarchy. And it was prophesied that that's exactly what they would do. And we see it. We see it still today. It is a bastardized form. It is an antichrist form of Christianity. It is a mock form. It is another seed. It is another gospel. It is another work. We can see it. Right? So, I was going to show you this. How in the world are they doing what they're doing? How are they going to? Well, through the crypto world, crypto New World Order, the crypto Babylon, this is they're going to use the medical mafia. They use every single thing. Wow, they are so cutting my feed to people. I can guarantee you they are. Man, Satan hates this so much. New Zealand enters nationwide lockdown over one COVID case. One. One? Yeah, one. This woman, which, by the way, that's their first mistake. They put a woman in charge. That always leads to trouble. You want to make a series of a lot of mistakes? Put a woman in charge. Then you'll get a lot of mistakes. The case was detected in Auckland, which will be in lockdown for a week while the rest of the country will be in lockdown for 3 days. Just around 20% of its population has been fully vaccinated. Coromandel, a coastal town where the infected person had visited, will be in lockdown for 7 days too. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the toughest level four rules will be required, closing schools, offices, and businesses with only essential services remaining in operation. I want to assure New Zealand that we have planned for this eventuality. Going hard and early has worked for us before. The patient is a 58-year-old man who believed to have been infectious since last Thursday. There are at least 23 potential sites of transmission. Wait. So who gave this lady the authority to lock the whole country down? And how do you do that exactly? Well, you do it through Crypto Babylon. See, they have control of the assets. They have control of the electronic control. That's why they want to do away with any paper money, any gold, any silver, and things like that. But we know that gold and silver is going to be in the Bible, and it is in the end times. Right? Nope, she's a woman. I can see her right there. She's a woman. Right there. See, that's a woman. Yeah. That's a woman. Women actually do make really bad mistakes. They really do stupid things. And they really do take over leadership roles. Officials said there was a need for a strong response because of the fear of the Delta variant. So, in other words, basically, they locked the whole country down for one case. And look, and 33% of the people having received one dose. Right? So she locked the whole country down for that. The whole country. How are they going to do that? They're doing it through Crypto Babylon, man. Pretty soon they're going to have the money. Completely. That's why they're talking everybody into digitizing their money with cryptocurrency, right? This is the money of the New World Order, I believe. People think it's a sign of freedom. How is it freedom when you don't control the internet? How is that going to be freedom for anybody? I'll be right back. I'm going to play a song here, and then I'm going to go grab my drink here. Let's see.
Jordan lies a field of endless day.
Okay, so think about it this way, right? Oh, it's the last stand against the New World Order's monetary control. Well, who controls the internet? Well, not you. I mean, if they want to be done with my broadcast, they just click a little button somewhere and I'm done online. So if they want to control your currency completely, this is the way to do it. Then you got nothing. Because you don't control. Now, when you have gold, right? When you have gold and silver, tangible gold and silver with you, right? Then you have something tangible. But crypto, what do you have? It's a binary data designed to work as a medium of exchange where an individual coin ownership records are stored in ledger existing in a form of computerized database using strong cryptography to secure transactions. Oh, so you mean the same people that brought you the Googles and the Facebooks and the internets are the same people that you want to hand all your money to and trust that they're not going to take it all? Oh. Now, am I saying don't invest in Bitcoin? No, I'm not. Or whatever cryptocurrency. No, I'm not telling you that. Because they'll take everything from us anyway. That's the devil. But what I'm telling you is, this is the currency of Crypto Babylon. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Just like fiat money, but it's even more so. It's not real. Right? Cryptocurrency does not exist in physical form like paper money and is typically not issued by a central authority. Right? So what the scheme is to tell you, hey, this blocks the central authority, the Rothschilds and all. Well, no, it doesn't. Why? Well, when something's not tangible, it's like what? It's this. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Wait, so in other words, what you're saying to me, preacher, is that it's literally like Satan's currency? Yeah, just like my dollar bill is. I don't even know if I have a dollar bill. What do I have here? I got me a dollar. I got me a dollar. All right. You ready? Look. Well, that looks highly satanic. But it says in God we trust. Which God? Them gods. Them right there. Them right there. Well, I ain't never seen God no pyramid before. The God of the Bible with a pyramid before. No world is that. Well, you ain't never seen God be the phoenix rising up out of the ashes either. Have ya? Well, then But it says in God we trust, and I put my hand over my heart and say my pledge of allegiance. Well, it's this God. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Christ is the image of God. This is the capstone. This is not the cornerstone. This is the capstone. Well, the NIV calls him the chief capstone. I know, but the King James calls him the chief, the cornerstone, right? The head cornerstone. I can't spell today. The head of the corner. Here we go. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Right? That's who he is. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Right? Look at that. Four times. Cornerstone in the King James Bible. So, back to, you thought you got around the God of this world and the Jesuit Rothschild connections, but you didn't, and you won't. I've always told people in my Antichrist series and everywhere else, you will never hide from the Antichrist. You will never hide from the Antichrist and his kingdom. Man, this thing is fluctuating so far up and down. If you could see this right now, there's 33. This broadcast, the fluctuation of it. It's unbelievable. Here we go. You'll never hide from the Antichrist. Nope. You'll never bunker down and hide. No. All these cryptocurrencies are still ran by the God of this world. Right? And who's that God? Let's see. Isn't it 2 Thessalonians 2 or is it 1st? I always get those mixed up. No, it's this one, I think. Here we go. Here's who that God is. He runs Crypto Babylon. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped. All that is called God. All that is called God. All. Right? Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he as God. Do you see this, friends? As God. Capital G-O-D. As God. Sitteth in the temple of God. Showing himself that he is God. Where is the temple of God? Well, it's in a number of places. It's where anywhere where God puts his name. Well, where has God put his name? He's put his name in his local church. So the Antichrist is going to try to sit there and say he's God. He put his name in the temple of Jerusalem. So he's going to sit there on the at the temple of Jerusalem, the new one that's built, and he's going to say he's God. The heart of man. He's going to sit in the heart of man and say that he's God. See it? Jewish religion. He's going to sit there and he's going to say that he's God. In the Old Testament, Jews, they're going to believe that he's God. Everywhere where God put his name, that's where Satan is going to sit. The Antichrist is. Everywhere. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? Here is that God. He owns the cryptocurrency. Why? Because he's the prince of the power of the air. I mean, honestly, where do you think they got the idea of inventing money out of thin air? Right? In 1983, cryptographer David Chaum Let's see who this guy is. David Chaum, an American computer scientist and cryptographer. Oh! You mean like the Rothschild stuff? Probably. Chaum is Jewish and was born Chaum is Jewish and was born to a Jewish family in Los Angeles. He gained a doctorate in computer science in Berkeley. He founded the International Association for Cryptologic Research. Okay. He also formed a cryptography research group of CWI, the Dutch National Research Institute of Mathematics and Computer Science in Amsterdam. Chaum received information technology, European, blah, 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 vault systems. Okay, digital cash. He's the inventor of digital cash. DigiCash. Digital signatures. Chaum introduced blind signatures. Okay. All right, so this is what he did. This is who he is. Trustworthy voting systems? Oh. He made numerous contributions to secure voting systems, including the first proposal of a system to end verifiable. Interesting. Near eye display. Well, interesting, huh? Interesting fella, huh? Yeah, I'd say. So anyway, he's the guy that... And then in 1996, the National Security Agency published a paper entitled How to Make Mint, the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash. Okay. And now El Salvador recognizes Bitcoin as legal tender. Decentralized cryptocurrency is produced by the entire cryptocurrency system collectively at a rate which is defined when the system is created and which is publicly known. In centralized banking and economic systems such as the Federal Reserve System, corporate boards of governments control the supply of currency by printing units of fiat money or demanding additional additions to digital banking ledgers. In a case of decentralized cryptocurrency, companies or governments cannot produce new units and have not far provided backing for other firms. So basically, it's nothing. It's like a game. Right? It's like a game. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not real. And by the way, these world banks and these world, they're going to take it over. They're going to take it over. Somebody will get ripped off really bad, and in the interest of fairness, they will have to take away your liberty to protect you. But really, the whole truth of the matter is, it's not even based on anything. It's spirit. This is how Babylon works. This is the spirit of Babylon. This is how it works. This is what they do. Right? But you know, Babylon has many fronts, many strange fronts. And I think this is another part of it. Elon Musk here introduced a prototype of a humanoid robot. Musk says the Tesla bot will probably be launched next year, saying the robot would eliminate dangerous, repetitive, boring tasks. In other words, he's going to replace workers. The robot would carry out the work people don't like to do. It's around 5'8". It has sort of a screen where the head is for useful information, but it's otherwise basically got the autopilot system and it's got cameras. It's got 8 cameras, said Musk. Full self-driving computer and making use of all the same tools that were used in the car. Musk mentioned the robot's economic impact using the current worker shortage as an example. Right? So what's going on? Well, that's another part of the devil's kingdom there, right? What's that? To have sentient robots. Right now, they're just robots with meaningless tasks. They're beasts that are invented, these robots are, right? But we know in the end times that they're going to be used. Isn't it interesting? Image of the beast is 3 times. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Give life. They're going to give life. Now, this goes back to something I want to talk about sometime. In fact, I'm going to save this part of this because I want to talk about the image of the beast. I want to talk about the singularity again, the image of the beast, uploading your brains, kind of all of those things. I want to revisit some of those things. Jacob mentioned those to me today that he was listening to some of those, and I might talk about that again, the golem and all that kind of stuff. I think I'm going to get back into some of that because it's all Antichrist, and we're seeing the modern-day technology of the golem. That's what this is. And it's becoming more and more popular. Check this out. Boston Dynamics. Latest robot video shows its 5-foot humanoid robot has moves like Simone Bill, whoever that is, Biles. Check this out. I don't know what it's going to pull up, so hopefully nothing bad. Okay, so I'm sure you saw that, right? Yeah. What's the purpose of this? Well, I think it's easy to possess something without any conscience at all. Right? This is part of that coming mystery Babylon. This is part of that kingdom of Babylon. Why? It's not human. It's not human. That's not what it is. At all, period. That isn't human. What are they going to do with it? They're going to use it to control man. That's what they're going to do. Right? They're going to use it to control man. It's exactly what they're going to do. Do you trust these people that are running DARPA? They're taking the mind control. We're going to get into that. I'll save that. Why don't I just save that for when I do that? And maybe I'll start doing that on Fridays. I'll you know, as the Lord leads, and as maybe I'll just start doing these kind of tinfoil hat Friday, Freaky Friday things, and maybe talk about that, because there's some things on there that I think we need to talk about in the future to understand what's going on, like what's happening. We need to revisit Peter 2.0 and find out about that. I want to look into some of that. So maybe I'll do that for, I don't know about next week, because next week I'm going to be busy. I'll be busy. So preaching starts. Okay. All the preaching starts, and we got a lot going on. Okay, but while we're kind of sitting, I'm pretty much finished up with what I wanted to talk about. Let's go to some questions, maybe. Maybe you got some questions you want to ask. And no gotcha questions, please. But if you have questions, you know, maybe we'll ask, give you some time to ask some of those questions, comments, or something maybe you want to talk about for a few minutes here before we get out of here. I got about 10, 15 minutes here before I'm done. So if you got something, let's see. Deborah says, are the quantum dot tattoos the mark of the beast? I don't believe so. I believe the mark of the beast is going to be so clear. Hey, CommieTube. I think the mark of the beast is going to be so clear that no Christian is going to be deceived. Okay? I don't believe they're going to be deceived as to what the mark is. It is purposely and consciously taken. They are not, like, deceived into taking it. But it's purposely and consciously taken. In that sense, they're deceived. The whole world is deceived. But it's not going to be like a Christian is not going to be like, oh, well, I didn't know that was the mark. That's not going to happen. Christians are going to know full well. The mark goes along with worship. The mark and worship go hand in hand together. Okay? So there's a worship that goes into that along with the mark. And those two things are together. They aren't separate. Who they worship is who they get marked with. And I think it's important to understand that. He causeth, it says. Doesn't say he forces. He causeth. Just like a woman with the flattering of her lips causeth you to do things. He coerces and talks him into it. Right? Every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Deet service detailing. Anyway, so if you want to say hi, we'll give you a chance to do that right now. Okay, Brother Carl asked the question, do you think present-day Israel is apostate and antichrist? Yes, both. Paul said they were the enemies of the gospel, right? And yes, I believe they are antichrist, and I believe they are apostate. Absolutely, I do. And, yes, I do believe that, and I believe the Bible is very clear that they're enemies of the gospel. But we're to treat them with love, and we're to try to witness to them, and we're trying to lead them to Christ. That's our goal. But we don't lie for them, and we don't say that they aren't guilty of sins and of wickedness and all that kind of stuff. Of course the Vatican is. That goes without saying. But and he asked specifically about Israel, so I explained to him, yes, they are. How could you say they're not? you believe terrain theory? I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that. I don't know what that means. Can you please pray for my family? I was saved in 2016, and my husband and I are only two saved. Everyone thinks we're crazy. Been trying to feed them scripture, and it's disheartening sometimes. Absolutely, we'll pray for you. Right now, Marissa, please, dear Lord, we pray for Marissa and her family as she tries to lead them to Christ. Help her to have the right spirit and the right heart, and give her the understanding and give them hearts to receive it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. No one said hi to me. Oh, hi. It's an opposition to germ theory. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry. Let's see. All right, I got time for one more song here. And then it'll be time to go.
So rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Some the waters and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all. Some through the waters and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through and all the day long.
Amen. All right, everybody. Well, God bless you. You hang in there and pray for Brother Kerry. He's got some challenging news here for his health, so please continue to be in prayer for him as he goes to seek more advice and opinions and such. Deborah asked me a question. I don't want to seem combative. I just want to understand. You said before tattoos were associated with occult worship. Have you changed your position? No, I have not. They are. Now, some people don't get tattoos because of occultic reasons. But they are occultic in nature. That's basically how they were brought about. So, but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying a tattoo is the mark of the beast. I never said that. That's my point. But no, I haven't changed my position on tattoos. I believe they're heathenistic. Anyway, all right. So, if you want to find our sermons, you can find them on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. You can find us there. And you can find our sermons there. Cheering Up the Depressed is one I did the other day. Racial Pride in Mars Hill is another one that I did. Others that are out there, Truck Talks, different things like that. If you want to support our ministry, you can do that by clicking on the Give button here on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. You can click on PayPal, and you can give to us that way if you'd like. You can give directly through PayPal. That the address would be salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com, or you can mail us something here down at the bottom of the page that says our meeting house address and information there, and you can mail us there if you'd like. So anyway, but pray for us. We've got a busy time ahead of us coming up here over the next couple weeks. Especially starting Saturday, we will be preaching. Saturday night, we'll be preaching at a fair. And then next week, we'll be preaching at the state fair three times. And the week after that, Lord willing, we'll be preaching three times there. So we have a lot of preaching coming up. So you pray for us as we continue to do the Lord's will and we continue to preach the gospel out there. Can I give a shout out to the UFO pastor? You mean Pastor Hoggard? I'm guessing. If that's who you're talking about? But anyway, be in prayer for us as we preach the gospel and as we get out there and hand out gospel tracts. We've ordered a ton of them. And we're going to be handing out like 16,000 tracts, Lord willing. OPBC, you ran again. Did you get schooled today? No, I didn't get schooled by some little racist and some little troll that thinks God's a racist. But anyway, funny. If it's not the Sodomites, it's somebody else. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Anyway, you pray for us. We could use it, and we appreciate it. God bless you all, and take care. And we will, and probably, Lord willing, we'll be live out on the street tomorrow night at the fair, preaching out there the gospel. So you can hear from us then. And just pray for us and keep close eye out, and you might see us there